I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm excited about today's episode. This is a subject that I had originally taught within our membership community, the Society. And every month I do a session, which is usually around something involving faith and business. Now, last month, my session was supposed to be about how to overcome imposter syndrome. In my mind, I thought that we were going to have an honest discussion about the limitations or the ways we feel unqualified to do what God has called us to do. I thought that I was going to be able to provide them with some pointers on how to overcome imposter syndrome and fully show up in who God called them to be. I totally was prepared to be going in that direction. But when I sat down before the Lord, He took me on a whole nother direction. And I had to bring it here to the podcast because I know that the women in the society aren't the only ones who deal with this. So let's just start by defining and exploring what imposter syndrome is and how it presents so that we can all be on the same page and really add language to something that I believe many of us have encountered or experienced. So I'm reading this from an online publication. I'm not going to say which one, but I think it does a great job of explaining how imposter syndrome presents. So it says, what is imposter syndrome? Two clinical psychologists, Pauline Rose Clance and Susan Imes, first identified and named the phenomenon back in 1978. Imposter syndrome is the condition of feeling anxious and not experiencing success internally, despite being high-performing in external objective ways. This condition often results in people feeling like a fraud or a phony and doubting their abilities. With imposter syndrome, a person doesn't feel confident or competent regardless of what they achieve. They don't experience the joy of success because they're always waiting for their inadequacy and fraudulence to come to light. Now let's pause for a second right here. How many of you have felt this way, to where you are somebody who you got the degrees, you get the promotions, you accomplish things, you've started the business, you've seen success, you have accomplished, your trophy case is full, but there's something missing. There's this hole to where none of those achievements can fill, to where you still feel undeserving, you still feel inadequate, you still feel like a fraud or a phony, and you still doubt your ability. So even though you've achieved these things externally, you're not experiencing success internally. So this is where this phenomenon of imposter syndrome came from. And if I'm being honest with you, I've felt this way for sure, especially early on in my business. And I remember even before we switched the show to Blessed and Bossed Up, where it was myself and a co-host, we did an episode on imposter syndrome and we had this conversation. But my stance at that time was, I was just trying to figure out, how can I feel accomplished? How can I fill this hole that I have so that all of these things that look good to everybody else could be valuable to me? I was looking for ways to push through and overcome imposter syndrome. So when I was going back to prepare a message to relay to my community, I approached it that same way. How can we push through? How can we push past? And I learned a valuable lesson even in that. And something that we have to understand in an element of our nature that is beneficial to our faith walk, because we know that perseverance is required, endurance is required on this journey. Sometimes, though, we confuse perseverance with pushing through. And God really had to teach me about this. And this is such a nuance that I don't think we fully recognize. Many of us, If you are a mother, if you are that strong friend, if you are that person that people come to, the one that's in charge, the one that makes the decisions, the one that is constantly pouring out, many of us have perfected the art of pushing through. If you're someone who've experienced trauma and overcome various trials within your life, sometimes as that person, we don't have the benefit of truly sitting in how we feel. Also, a lot of us have avoidant behaviors to where we just suppress our emotions in order to move on to get things done or in order to deal with, quote unquote, whatever it is that we have going on. And so when we bring faith into it and the importance of perseverance and endurance, we bring this same toxic behavior and label it as something noble as perseverance. And that's not the same thing. Perseverance is the ability to look at the fact that you are going through a trial, to be vulnerable in whatever obstacle that you're in, to be vulnerable before the Lord, to feel the feels, and then to continue in faith despite what's going on. Perseverance doesn't mean to negate how you feel. It doesn't mean to emotionally shut down. It doesn't mean to practice your avoidance behavior. And that's a lesson for a whole nother day. But when it comes to imposter syndrome, I was employing these same behaviors to where it was like, okay, I don't like how this feels, so let me push through and figure out how to overcome it. Let me cut my emotions off, turn my logic on so that I can persevere, in quotations, through imposter syndrome. So when I sat before the Lord, again, God will show, I'm telling you, God will put a mirror up to your face and show you every single detail of how your behaviors can be problematic. And not in a way to make you feel bad or to feel shame. God has such a loving way to correct. And then even in that correction, it's empowering because it disarms the enemy from using these detailed and nuanced things to manipulate us and keep us in bondage. And this was exemplified to me as I was seeking him on this lesson about imposter syndrome. Because again, my mindset was, how do I push through? Because that's my behavior. But God put a mirror up and said, no, it's not about pushing through. Let's deep dive into this. So for those who are identifying with imposter syndrome, where you have said out your mouth that this is something you deal with and you've been trying to figure out how to move past it in order to find joy and fulfillment, listen up. So I am going to go back and redefine imposter syndrome, reading this one from Psychology Today, and I'm going to emphasize a few things that stood out for me. It says, people who struggle with imposter syndrome believe that they are undeserving of their achievements and the high esteem in which they are, in fact, generally held. They feel that they aren't as competent or intelligent as others might think, and that soon enough, people will discover the truth about them. Those with imposter syndrome, which is not an official diagnosis, are often well accomplished. They may hold high office or have numerous academic degrees. When I read this, these things that stood out that I paused with, undeserving of their achievements, people will discover the truth about them, not an official diagnosis. These things stood out to me. And what I heard the Lord say is that the enemy has done an excellent job of branding bondage, and imposter syndrome is an example of that. And here's why. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. I'm going to read this in the Amplified Version. For it is by free grace God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God. Not because of works, not the fulfillment of the law's demands, lest any man should boast. It is not the result of what anyone can possibly do, so no one can pride himself in it or take glory to himself. Now let's read it in the New Living Translation to simplify it a bit. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. Here is the point that I'm trying to make. When people discover the truth about your inadequacies, they discover the truth about his glory. I want you to know and find out about my inadequacies so I can tell you about the goodness of Jesus Christ. I want you to realize that I'm unqualified so I can tell you about the one that I get my favor from. I want to get found out so that I can tell you about him. When it comes to this entrepreneurship space, it is so easy for us to make it about us. When it comes to achievements or success, career, profession of any kind, it's so easy to make it about us, our desires, our accomplishments, what we want, how we feel, success, things, materials. It's so easy to make it about that, but it's about none of that. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about doing our part to advance the kingdom of God. That's the point of all of this. So when we take on identities of with things like imposter syndrome, it distracts us from the main thing. And the main thing is, like I said, we're not qualified, and yet he still saved us. We have grace, his unmerited favor, and it's free. It's a gift. It is God's disposition to favor us, to give us grace. It is not by our own doing that we are saved. It's not because of our works that we shall boast. We are supposed to give glory to God. So that hole that's there, that inability to fully be content, what it does is it provides that internal measuring stick that we talked about before in Galatians, where it says the spirit and the flesh are at war, so you're not to do what you want. So that's an example of how our spirit and our flesh is at war. Because if we have fulfillment in all of the trophies that we had, we will be fully catapulted into darkness, fully catapulted into materialism and all of the things of this world. So that hole, that thing that you're trying to push through, needs to be pushing you to the feet of your Father. Because if you fully, instead of just trying to emotionally disconnect, if you fully embrace the emotions and that emptiness that you may feel, and you took that to the Lord, he will reveal this to you. And he will fulfill it with something that things never could. The word says that he is the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And let me go back. Because remember, the Lord told me that the enemy does a great job of branding bondage, and imposter syndrome is an example of that. When we go back to the Psychology Today definition of imposter syndrome, the other point that I had highlighted is that it is not an official diagnosis. Those psychologists that I've referenced earlier who named this phenomenon, this was a trend that they saw in professional women, and so they called it something. But this is not an official diagnosis. This isn't in the DSM-5. For those of you guys who don't know, the DSM-5 is the standard classification of mental disorders that's used by mental health professionals in the United States. So it's this master list of mental disorders. Imposter syndrome is not even in there. So many of us have given ourselves these identities. We've established identity in something outside of God, and the enemy is using it to keep us bound. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. Right now, and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. So we're focusing again on imposter syndrome and how do I push through and not let me take this to the Lord so that he can show me that I am an imposter, so that I can get excited about the fact that I am an imposter and you are an imposter. And we can tell people about the goodness of God, because even in our undeservingness, he saves us. We are delivered from judgment, and it's free. It's a gift. There's nothing we can do to earn it. We just receive it. So as I was studying this, I'm asking God, I'm like, man, God, this is so good. So we're not supposed to push through it. So I'm taking your advice. Okay, God, let me not just try to quote unquote push through. Let me bring this to you. Show me the root of it so that I can uproot it and replant you where you belong in this space. And so what he showed me was the root of imposter syndrome is pride. Pride in noun form means unwarrantable self-esteem or conceit. And it's so funny because imposter syndrome seems humble on the surface. It seems as if you're humble if you have all these things and you don't necessarily feel accomplished. That's false humility. And the enemy is so strategic and so cunning with these things, because with it having the appearance of humility, you don't even recognize it as a trick of the enemy. So what God wants to reveal to you through this episode, those who have identified with this, the root of it is pride. Even in your false humility, it's still pride. John 1 John 2:16, I'm going to read this in the Living Bible and in the Message. In the Living Bible, it says, for all these worldly things, these evil desires, the craze for sex, the ambition to buy everything that appeals to you, and the pride that comes from wealth and importance, these are not from God. They are from the evil world itself. Imposter syndrome means that you want to feel as important as the things that you have are. And that is from the evil world itself. That's not from God. The contentment that you're looking for is in the word of God. It's in salvation. It's in recognizing and understanding his grace, his love, and his mercy. That's where your contentment is going to come from. Your real humility and gratitude is going to come from being grateful for salvation, not grateful for stuff. In the Message version in 1 John, again, 2:16-17, it says, don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father. Practically everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important, has nothing to do with the Father. It just isolates you from him. The world and all its wanting is on the way out. But whoever does what God wants is set for eternity. I had to bring this revelation here because, again, the enemy is so crafty and we have to be sober and be vigilant. We have to make sure that we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit constantly because he will reveal these things to us. He don't want us to just be out here being beat and whipped around by the enemy, being sucker punched. He wants to show us what's going on so that we can pray and we can move accordingly. What's interesting is I was talking to a friend who's also in the society, and we were just talking about the revelation that I've shared with you here and that I shared with the group. And she told me, she's like, hey, I don't know what you want to do with this, but this reminds me of prevalence inflation hypothesis. So when I was preparing my notes for the podcast, this was brought back to my mind. I'm like, let me look this up. Check this out, y'all. According to the New York Times, prevalence inflation hypothesis, the definition is that it holds that our society has become so saturated with the discussion of mental health that young people may interpret mild, transient suffering as symptoms of a mental disorder. Psychology Today elaborates and says, while mental health awareness campaigns are essential, it is crucial to acknowledge potential unintended consequences. While the goals have been admirable, there is an increasing realization that they may be creating an escalation in the reporting of mental health problems, especially in younger age categories. In an interesting paper by Folks and Andrews on the prevalence inflation hypothesis, they argue that mental health awareness efforts are leading to more accurate reporting of previously underrecognized systems, which is good, which they say is one beneficial outcome. But secondly, they propose that awareness efforts are leading some individuals to interpret and report milder forms of distress as mental health problems, and that this may lead to some individuals experiencing a genuine increase in symptoms because labeling distress as a mental health problem can sometimes affect an individual's self-concept and behavior in a way that is ultimately self-fulfilling. What does that mean? What this is saying and what this hypothesis is that because of all of these mental health campaigns, because of all of these phenomena that are being described like imposter syndrome and real mental health disorder that are being discussed like anxiety disorder, depression, and various other mental health issues, because of the widespread awareness of this, this is great. More people are recognizing that they can identify with this. More people are getting the help and the treatment that they need. So the awareness has been wonderful for the advancement of mental health services. But something else that's been happening is that people are identifying with things that are not relevant to them. People are saying that they have depression when they're just sad. People are going through hardship financially and taking on anxiety disorder. And so what's happening is people are going through regular everyday life things, but because we now have language that we may not have had previously because of efforts to erase this stigma, it's causing people to take on diagnoses that are not true to them. And in doing that, they start to perpetuate or worsen symptoms that were never supposed to be that serious. So now you were because you were just sad, and because now you have language to call it depression, and you've taken on this diagnosis of depression, not that's clinical diagnosis, but because you've self-diagnosed yourself with depression, now you actually become depressed. So because you were worried about something and then you've taken that on as having anxiety, now because of that, you have perpetuated these symptoms and have adopted generalized anxiety disorder. And it's so interesting to me how this happens, because again, on the surface, it's good. On the surface, having all of these mental health conversations, dispelling the myth and erasing the stigma and having these necessary, open and honest conversations, it's wonderful. And in wonderful things, the enemy perverts it. Imposter syndrome is wonderful in that we're not supposed to internalize success in that way. We're supposed to feel empty when all we have is things. That is correct, because only God can fill that void. But the enemy will manipulate things. The enemy will pervert things. And if we are not aware, we will walk right into the trap. And one thing I have learned over the years is, yes, it's important to pray, fast, and fight against these attacks, the big major attacks. We can do that. We should do that. However, there are so many nuanced ways that the enemy is effective in keeping us in bondage, and we are not going to notice them without being dependent on the Holy Spirit, without making sure we're taking everything to God, without building our relationship with Him, without studying the Word. The Bible tells us to resist the devil and he will flee. But how do you resist something that you don't even know is happening? Part of the answer is humility, and not that false humility that imposter syndrome implies, but the humility that's defined as a show of submission or meekness. The humility described in Proverbs 11 and 2 that says pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. The humility that's described in Proverbs 15:33, which says, fear of the Lord teaches wisdom. Humility precedes honor. So I want to end this here, and I pray that this blessed you the way that it blessed me. I pray that it opens your eyes to the spiritual realm and what happens and how the enemy manipulates things to advance his agenda. I pray that this pushes you back to the feet of the Father so that he can show you the ways in which the enemy has manipulated things in your life, manipulated your nature unknowingly. I pray that this brings you back to God and asking him to move on your heart so that you can embrace true humility. Because this was good to me, y'all. This was good to me, and I pray it was good to you. And what I want to leave you with is Romans 12 and 2. I think this is a great place for us to land. And I'm going to read it out of the Message version, because I think that this just makes it just drives the point home. It says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. That'll preach right there. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Don't become so well adjusted to this online business world, to a lot of these messages, don't become so well adjusted that you fit in without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. If this blessed you, leave us a 5-star review. Share it to someone else who may have adopted this identity of imposter syndrome. Go to your Father and pray. Denounce and renounce your affiliation with this term and allow God to just fill that empty void that you may have, even in the midst of all your trophies. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next one.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.